The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is WTBR 89.7 FM, Pittsfield's community radio, and you're listening to Stuff, a show about tips, hints, hacks, a joke or two. Listen in every Thursday morning. Here we go. Yeah, it's us.
Well, that sounds very Halloween-y.
I think so.
It is. Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm Lynn.
Bev.
And together we are
Stuff.
Hopefully for Halloween.
Special
which is the
day.
31st of October, and that's today.
Special, special day. And I got to tell you a couple of things. My car is haunted.
Seriously?
My car is haunted.
Seriously.
The back got it's, in the car and started driving the other day, and the alarm went off for the seatbelt. And I checked, and mine was okay. Nobody else was in the car. And it kept going off. And I have this little thing on the dash that tells me where things are happening. And I happened to look back at that, and it was the seat behind me. That was doing that. And then it happened a few times, and I said, all right, listen here. I'm going to fix this for you. So I stopped the car. I went back, and I plugged in the seatbelt, and I haven't heard it since.
Is that right?
Somebody wanted me to seat them in the back of my car.
Did it go around something, or is it a very, very thin ghost?
It's got to be transparent because I haven't seen it yet, but it's
well,
there.
Hopefully the belt is at least around the bones.
And the other thing happened this morning. Just as I got to the light before here, my light was red. I waited. The lights changed, except my lights disappeared. I didn't have red, yellow, or green. I had nothing.
What did you do?
I went forward.
And?
So far, I'm here.
Okay.
Don't you believe in these spooky vibes?
The spooky vibes?
Yeah.
Well, I believe there's evil, yeah.
Well, yeah. It doesn't have to be evil to be spooky, not all preternatural.
That's pretty spooky. Your seatbelt thing is pretty spooky.
That's kind of spooky.
I would have covered him with a blanket.
I think I'm going to unplug it and see if it happens again.
Ouch.
And then if it does, then maybe I'll just take it in and say, hey, your wiring is not really working.
There was nothing on the seat.
Not a thing.
Not a grocery bag.
Nothing.
Not a bag of rocks. Not a pumpkin or a watermelon. Nothing like that. Just all by itself.
I'm looking for a clock.
Started to beep. And do we have a clock?
I'm going to have to practice
We're going
on
to
my... Okay,
make sure that we have our break on time.
Oh, well, he'll have to fit that in.
So I'm going to do a quote.
Thank you.
I don't believe it's a Halloween quote.
That's okay.
But maybe I'll get lucky and see. I'd rather regret things I've done than regret the things I haven't done.
Oh, story of my life.
You know who said that?
No.
Lucille Ball.
Oh, I love it.
Love Lucille Ball, but I gotta say, not sure I agree with Lucy, and I love her.
Oh, I agree totally.
Yeah, I don't want to regret things I've done. I have that already. I don't like it.
But I mean, isn't she more saying about regretting the things you have not done?
Good things. Good things, right? Like, man, I never rode a bicycle. Like, man, I never went swimming with the dolphins. Like, gee, I wish I had skydived.
Yeah.
Instead of, oh my gosh, I wish I hadn't stolen that from Zayre's when I was 16.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Those are the kind of, oh, yes, I did. I'm glad my kids don't listen to the show.
I have some true or false.
Okay.
What is the highest grossing? Well, see, they're not true or false. You have to answer.
Okay. What
is the highest grossing horror movie of all time?
Okay.
Which horror movie franchise used footage of the audience's reaction to the film to drive box office sales?
Oh, I can see it. I can see it. I almost think it's even 3D, almost. I kind of picture people with 3D glasses. I think, okay, this is fun. I like this.
And number three, which actress, best known for her role of Friends, was one of the main characters in Leprechaun?
Really? Do we have to know her real name?
Mm-hmm.
Really? Okay, I think I know that one.
Okay.
Highest grossing horror movie ever. Mm-hmm. I hate to say I think I know it.
Okay.
Because I hate it.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I hate it. If I'm right, I mean.
Okay. All right.
But I do like scary movies. I do.
They can't, for me,
there's a line for me.
You don't cross. Be gory.
It can't be demonic, and it can't be.
So you don't like The Omen.
I don't like The Omen, The Exorcist. None of those.
Okay.
But I like scary. Like what was the one? Like Vertigo.
Vertigo.
What was the one where she gets stabbed in the shower?
Oh,
and
no,
her mother's up in
psycho.
The house. Psycho. That's the one. Like.
Vertigo is in the plane where he's looking down with what's his face? He's cute looking.
I never saw that.
Oh, it was good.
But
it
I do like
mystery. It was the Hitchcock thing.
I like Hitchcock mystery kind of things. I don't like, you know, cut off somebody's head and see the.
No.
I don't like the blood and gore stuff.
I
like the on your edge of your seat and especially if there's a twist.
Yes.
I love
yes.
it if there's a twist.
Mm hmm.
And if there's two twists,
mm-hmm.
Oh, it's even better.
Mm. Two twists?
Two twists.
Mm. I didn't know you could have more than one. Got to tell you, folks, she just gave me something this morning that just breaks my heart. It's a beautiful, beautiful little birdhouse all covered with seeds and looks like popcorn and I don't know what the chocolate roof is.
Well, that's interesting.
Those are
your
black
perception,
seeds, right?
Isn't that interesting? So the roof is black, black sunflower oil seeds.
Oh,
the snow is actually cut up marshmallows.
Oh,
and then the chimney's peanuts.
I don't know what the hay I'm looking at.
And then there's pine cones, and along the edge of the roof are cranberries.
Oh,
cran raisins,
gosh.
You know, craisins.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Yeah. And then on the walls are a regular bird seed. It's very relaxing to make.
I can't wait to hang it and see what happens.
Cool.
They are going to go nuts.
Oh, good. Good.
Such a great thing.
It'll be fun to watch them picking at it.
Yeah.
And hopefully, so because it's a house, you can have somebody actually nest in there.
Ooh.
The little bird might just decide to take up
president. That's something I didn't think of.
Yeah.
But I doubt it since I have two adult cats running around outside.
Yes. Are any of your cats black?
No.
Okay.
I wish they were.
Did you decorate for Halloween?
No.
All right.
Do you usually?
Do you cut out a pumpkin?
No.
You don't? Do you put a pumpkin out?
Never. I have a fake one. It's plastic.
Oh, okay. So you do put a pumpkin out.
Well, I will.
Why is it called a jack-o'-lantern?
Do you know the answer to this?
I do.
A jack-o'-lantern?
Yeah, why is it a jack-o'-lantern? So here's the answer. It originates from an Irish folktale about a cheap man. His name was Stingy Jack.
Oh, my gosh.
Who made a deal with the devil.
Oh, did he know?
He made a deal. That is a scary concept.
He's an idiot.
Absolutely. And the rest of the story, I will repeat in a moment.
Oh.
I'm not repeat. I will continue. I will tell you that his name was Stingy Jack, and he invited the devil to have a drink with him. True to his name, Stingy Jack didn't want to pay for his drink. So he convinced the devil to turn himself into a coin that Jack could use to buy their drinks. Once the devil did this, Jack decided to keep the money instead and put it in his pocket next to a silver cross, which prevented the devil from changing back into his original form.
This guy was just really out of it.
And we will go on to part two.
Whoa.
In the show proceeding in the future of us. What I just said, I have no idea what I just said.
I think it's fascinating.
All right.
It's really interesting.
We'll go back to that in a momento. Okay. I can't wait to hear.
I have the world's most haunted places, creepy, ghostly, and notorious spots like Dracula's Castle and all that.
Mm.
But these are things you probably haven't heard of.
Look at your sticky notes.
I got a lot of them. There's a city of the plundered dead. In this world, nothing can be said to be certain except death and taxes, Benjamin Franklin wrote. And the two were once gruesomely combined in the silver mining town of Guanajuato, Mexico. Between the 1860s and 1958, relatives were forced to pay a tax to keep their dead loved ones buried in Santa Paula Pantheon Cemetery. If they couldn't afford the fee, the bodies were removed from the tombs and stored in the ossuary. But because of the dry, hot climate and the fact that the corpses had been in airtight crypts, some of the unearthed souls had become well-preserved mummies. When curious locals began asking to see the bodies, workers started charging for the questionable privilege. And that was the beginning of the Museo de las Momias de Guanajuato, which opened its doors in 1969.
69? And you can go there?
Mm-hmm.
And what do you see?
You see about,
bodies? Mummies?
About 100 mummies.
People that were buried mm-hmm. and had to be dug up because mm-hmm. the family didn't pay the taxes?
Mm-hmm.
And now they're making money on it?
There's even a row of babies.
No!
Dressed as angels and saints. Museum also contains what is believed to be the smallest mummy in the world.
Ooh. Yeah. No. I do like mummies.
100 or more.
I do. In the Berkshire Museum in Pittsfield, there's a mummy upstairs.
That's what I hear.
And that mummy's been there since I was a kid. And the interesting thing about it is the feet. When I was a kid, the wrapping was on the feet.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And as time went on, and then I know they've taken it out and they've done an MRI on it and then brought it back, the wrapping around the toes began to disintegrate.
Ooh.
From when I was a child. And now
you
if you go, you can see the first two toes and the toenail sticking up out of the wrapping.
Are they black?
Yes.
Ooh.
They are dark, but you can tell that's what it is. Oh, she's showing me the pictures of the plundered dead in this book called
Haunted Places from Life.
And it's really creepy. Oh, is that braids? Does that person have a braid?
Mm-hmm.
That's really, there's just, it's so gruesome, but there's really something so interesting about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right.
That's probably the worst one I'll do.
I like the way you pronounced your Spanish. So, eventually Jack freed the devil from his pocket.
Why?
Under the condition that he would not bother Jack for 1 year.
Oh, that's a lazy
deal. That's a lazy deal.
Yeah.
1 year. And that, should Jack die, the devil would not claim his soul. Well, wouldn't you take that deal if you were the devil for 1 year? If you were the nasty devil and you went, I could wait a year.
Yeah, but if he couldn't take his soul, what could he do to him?
Is that just after? Oh, yeah. All right, let's see. The next year, Jack again tricked the devil into climbing into a tree to pick a piece of fruit. While he was up in the tree, Jack carved a sign of the cross into the tree's bark so the devil could not come down until the devil promised not to bother him for 10 years.
Who told him how to do this?
I have no idea. So there's more, and we will continue.
Whoa.
Good old Jack.
Holy moly coly.
Why didn't he just make the 10-year deal first? I mean, he's going through a lot.
I'd make it 100 years because I wouldn't be around. Somewhere in the Plainfield, Wisconsin cemetery lies an unmarked grave belonging to the man who, thanks to his Hollywood influence, may be America's most infamous serial killer. In the same burial ground lies what remains of the women he dug up in the 1950s and turned into a perverse variety of handicrafts. Not surprisingly, the place is said to be haunted by the restless soul of one of the fiend's victims, unnamed in death as in life, prowling the lonely graves.
Ooh. I'm glad I don't believe in this stuff. But it really is creepy. Who is that?
It's a real man. I'm showing her a picture. That's a real man who did this.
Okay.
And he dug up these bodies and cut them apart and used them for different things.
That is so sick.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
His eyes look a little sick.
Mm-hmm.
He looks a little creepy.
Too bad we're not on TV.
I know. You guys could see this. Trust us. He looks sick. So now guess what happens to Jack?
What?
Jack dies.
Oh.
So soon after Jack died, as the legend goes, God would not allow such an unsavory figure into heaven.
Ooh.
The devil, upset by the trick Jack had played on him and keeping his word not to claim his soul, would not allow Jack into hell. He sent Jack off into the dark night with only a burning coal to light his way. Jack put the coal into a carved-out turnip, which has been... he has been roaming the earth with it ever since.
Do you know what's funny? I forgot completely why we were reading
about
Jack.
I know. I was thinking that, too. I thought, thought, where is this going? Where is this going? So he put that coal in a turnip. He's been roaming the earth. The Irish began to refer to this ghostly figure as Jack of the Lantern.
Oh.
And then simply Jack O'Lantern.
Ah.
That story likely drew on a parallel of the term Jack O'Lantern. It was akin to Will-O-the-Wisp.
Okay.
I don't know who Will-O-the-Wisp
is. Like a spirit.
A mysterious light seen in wooded or swampy areas at night, sometime with natural causes, other times as a result of mischievous children lighting lanterns. That reminds me of lightning bugs. I love looking at lightning bugs. It's just
fireflies,
amazing. Fireflies, it's amazing.
Yeah. Well, Isn't that now a turnip? Though they did say turnip.
It was in a turnip. But there's a little bit more.
Oh, really?
I will continue to part three.
Hey,
which
Jack.
which is the final part of the story.
Okay. Do you know where Rosemary's Baby was born?
Huh? That was a fictional movie. Oh, in the movie?
When John Lennon and Yoko Ono moved into the Dakota on 72nd Street in Central Park West in 1973, they were aware the building was rumored to be haunted. So they hired a medium to conduct a seance in their seventh floor apartment and reached Jessie Ryan, the recently departed wife of Dirty Dozen actor Robert Ryan, who sold them the unit. No blithe spirit, Jessie promptly announced that she intended to stay in the couple's digs. If Mother's ghost belongs anywhere, she told Ono, it's here with me.
Okay. So, A, you argue with her and say no. B, you move. C, you say, you want a cup of coffee? We don't mind if you hang around as long as you're nice. Right?
This was a very famous hotel, and you wouldn't believe who else has lived there. I mean, show you the picture.
Oh, it's gorgeous.
It is.
It looks very hauntable.
I think it's still used today. I think it's still in use.
This is the building where John Lennon lived?
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay.
Where he was killed.
Where he was murdered.
See the gate at the bottom?
Yes, I do. Yeah, that's creepy looking. I didn't know it looked like that.
The Dakota.
Is that the inside?
No, that's the outside.
No, the other picture.
Oh, yes,
different?
Yes.
It's much older than I thought.
That's the...
Is that right where he was
going,
murdered, right there in front of the gate?
Yep.
Oh, sorry, everyone. We're hoping that you are using your imaginations to picture exactly what we're talking about. About this building. And there's John Lennon sitting there at his desk. And he continued to live there. Probably because he didn't believe in it. He probably just said, okay.
I guess Ono did.
I guess she did. So here's the rest of Jack's story.
Hey, Jack.
Jack-o'-lantern's origin. In Ireland and Scotland, people began to make their own version of Jack's lanterns by carving scary faces into turnips.
Why do people like to scare each other?
I don't know. And placing them into the windows or near the doors to frighten away Stingy Jack. Other wandering evil spirits. There's your answer.
I should know that.
In England, large beets are used. Now let's pause. Have you ever cut up a beet?
No.
It is so messy and slippery, and your hands get...
red?
Oh, yeah. It's a dye. It's a beautiful dye. But how do you take a large beet and carve it? It's really hard.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
But what makes it messy then?
It's because a pumpkin's insides are seedy and messy, and you can hollow it out.
Uh-huh.
A beet is solid.
Uh huh.
So I guess you could hollow it out.
You could quarter it. Yeah.
I guess you could just I guess, and then eat it. Beets are I love beets.
Greg does too. I don't like them.
Oh, I love beets. So immigrants. Large beets were used. So immigrants from these countries brought their vegetable carving traditions with them when they came to the United States, helping change American pumpkin carving from a general autumn pastime to one uniquely associated with Halloween. No, I don't know how they morphed to, they went forward to pumpkins. Somehow somebody said, hey, you know what? Beets are really hard, and my fingers get
harder.
Red. So you know what? A pumpkin's hollow on the inside. Let's just do it.
No, they're not hollow.
They were kind of. They're kind of. They're all that slimy, slicky.
The seeds and all that.
Yeah.
I heard a tip to when you do your pumpkin, if you don't, it makes it easier if you don't cut it from the top. If you cut a hole in the bottom.
Oh,
it's much easier to get the stuff out.
Well, yeah, because if you cut it from the bottom, you can pull that and it will pull most everything out.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great idea.
I think so.
And you can still put it on top of a candle or an electric light or a battery operated light.
Yep.
Are you listening, everyone? You just learned a new way to carve a pumpkin. Because the bottom is where a lot of the root and the slimy come from. You'll still have to scrape the sides and all.
Yeah, but, I know, but the bottom is usually softer, isn't it?
It's a lump, which I think, like you said, you pull that out. I think you pull a lot of the slime and the stuff out. Do you eat pumpkin seeds?
Not really.
My sister used to put them on a cookie sheet.
And bake them?
And put salt on them and bake them. She loves that. She loves the crunchy.
Did you eat them?
No, they don't do anything for me. That's like eating a what are those crabs that you eat in a sandwich? The
crabs?
Yeah, the flat crabs, the crabs that are flat.
And I don't know. I know
they have a soft shell crab.
Okay.
It's like eating soft shell crab.
But
why?
Those are delicious.
Well, I don't know that. I like crab legs. You get a piece of meat out of it, but a soft shell crab is legs and a crunch and...
People, I can't comprehend this. This is beyond me, but I find it very fascinating.
Okay.
What major U.S. city advertises rental apartments as haunted or not haunted? As if ghosts were amenities like air conditioning.
Are you asking me where it is?
Just guess.
Okay, Transylvania.
Well, if you guess Boston, you're wrong.
Okay.
It's actually New Orleans, Louisiana.
Makes sense to me.
There's many reasons the port city between the Mississippi River and Lake Pontchartrain is considered mostly unearthly urban enclave. Let's see. They have all of these different religions and spiritual, or not spiritual, but ethnicities. Native Americans, French, Spanish, Creole, Cajun, Voodoo. And all of that. And they call it the city of the dead because all of the funerals, all of the bodies are buried above ground. And little houses all around.
And little houses all around there. And you can stay there?
Mm-hmm.
In one of those?
No.
Oh, because she's got a picture of the tombs above ground. They're kind of cute. They're like tiny houses.
They actually did that because of the floodwaters.
Yes, that's true. And we know the floodwaters in New Orleans are high. Do you know where the world's longest haunted house is?
Longest?
Longest. The longest, longest house. It's the Haunted Cave in Lewisburg, Ohio.
There's a cave that's the house?
It's a whopping 3,564 square feet. 3,564 square feet long. And it's located about 80 feet underground.
Ooh.
And it is a haunted house.
Whoa.
Cave. That would be really cool.
How do they know it's a house?
We probably need to look that up because I don't know. It's called the Haunted Cave.
Does it say who haunts it?
Rock stars. And you know who else is there? Rock Hudson.
I hate it when she tops me. That was so good. That was perfect. Oh, my God.
I will look that up.
That's good. I'm impressed.
Is it break time?
I think it is.
All right.
So there you go.
We're going to take a break.
Another hour of Powerhouse Hits. We will love you. From the station that rocks. 89.7 WTBR-FM, Pittsfield.
And we're back.
No, we're not.
Okay.
Yes, we are. I'm sorry. You're right. I'm sorry.
I'm Lynn.
I don't know who I am.
Who are you? She's Bev. Yeah. And together we are Stuff. And we are here every Thursday morning, 8:30 WTBR 89.7 FM for your listening pleasure.
The devil came to me and bid me serve him, said Tituba, the Caribbean slave who was working for Salem Village's minister, Samuel Parris, when his young daughter and niece began to suffer fits in the winter of 1692. Supposedly influenced by the Bajan woman's fortune-telling, the girls and their friends were soon called victims of witchcraft.
Ooh.
And that's how it all started.
And we don't know what happened to them. Because the witch... So if they are... they're victims.
They're the victims.
They're the victims. Because, you know, the Salem witches, they say if your second toe's longer than your first toe, you are a witch and you would be burned at the stake. And my second toe is longer than my first toe.
I don't know. I'm not going to take off my shoes and look. In 1717, so tradition holds, Noyes suffered an internal hemorrhage and choked to death on his own blood. There's a gentleman named Noyes. He was really a reverend. His name is Nicholas Noyes. And it's because when he hanged a witch named Good, she said, I am no more a witch than you are a wizard. And if you take away my life, God will give you blood to drink.
Who? Oh.
And, as I say, he choked to death on his own blood in 1717. It's got Nathaniel Hawthorne in this, the descendant of the witch-hunting judge John Hawthorne. Didn't know that. He used this curse to fuel the plot of his third novel, The House of the Seven Gables.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Did you read that book?
No.
That's a book.
I know, but it's scary as bejeebus.
Is it? Oh, I've heard of that book. Obviously, I've never...
I'm afraid to read it.
Why?
Because it'll scare me.
Oh, it will scare you. I agree. I understand. I don't really get this. Okay. Maybe you can help me. This is a question. Why did women look in mirrors while walking downstairs at midnight on Halloween?
To make sure there was nobody else with her.
To see their boyfriends. I don't get that. Do you? I don't get that.
Could you see a ghost or vampire or something in a mirror?
Maybe. I don't get that at all.
So is there anything else that goes with it?
That's it. That's the end.
Oh, gotta look that up.
Hey, here's another one. What sort of mask does Michael Myers wear in the original Halloween movie?
Isn't that a hockey mask or something?
Well, because the studio had such a small budget, they had to use the cheapest mask they could find. It was a $2 William Shatner mask. And they spray painted it white. Now you have to look that up and look at that. It's William Shatner sprayed white.
Did they ever ask William if they could do that?
I have no idea. Let's see if there's more. No, there's no more.
That's hysterical.
So, of course, now you're all going to run to your computers or look on your phones and look up Michael Myers Halloween. Take a look at his face and see if it looks like the handsome William Shatner.
Wow.
Well, he was handsome. Well, he's still handsome. I mean, William Shatner.
Really?
He's Captain Kirk.
You think so?
Yeah.
He never got to me.
He started out in Twilight Zone handsome, handsome.
That was a good movie when he was in Twilight Zone.
Well, yes. Mm-hmm. He did several Twilight Zone episodes when he was young. Yes, he did one where he was on a plane and saw the thing
on the wing.
Yes, the guy
in
the animal suit. And then he did one where he and his wife were visiting a town and they sat down in a diner and they kept putting coins into this little machine on their table. And it was an evil looking man was what this machine was this evil looking kind of creepy guy. And you put your coin in and out comes a piece of paper and it says, you know, you will be injured today or whatever.
Whoa.
And he began to keep putting money in and getting these little tickets out, and he was getting obsessed, and things began to come true as they were sitting there. Silly things like spilling a drink and they left and they went out in the town and they missed their bus or something, and that was one of the little tickets, something about you will need a ride or whatever. So he wants to go back inside and start doing it again. So he's getting obsessed and controlled by this little guy.
So there were
at least two. Does he what?
Does he go back inside?
He does. His wife is really upset. And when he goes back inside, there's another couple at the table. And
they're doing the same thing.
And the wife says, please, let's go. And then they show the other couple starting to get obsessed. And that's the end. Beep.
Whoa.
All done.
I never saw that one.
Yeah, it's a good one. Yeah. Twilight Zone.
Okay. And I have three questions for you.
Mm-hmm.
What is the highest grossing horror movie of all time?
Mm-hmm.
Which horror movie franchise used footage of the audience's reaction to the film to drive box office sales in the late 2000s?
Oh, the late 2000s?
Mm-hmm. That's not what you thought.
Mm-mm.
And which actress best known for her role in Friends was one of the main characters in Leprechaun?
What is her name? Alrighty. We are talking about Halloween stuff, and I have a question.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
How many pounds of candy corn do you think are produced each year?
Oh, my gosh.
Do you like it?
To an extent. I mean, I can't buy a whole bag because it would never get eaten.
Yeah. It's a
very
sugar load.
Oh, my gosh.
It's an overload of sugar.
Mm-hmm.
And do you think that the different colors have different flavors?
No.
I don't either. And I wonder how candy corn even became a thing.
Do you know?
No.
I thought maybe you had the answer in front of you.
I do know how many pounds of candy corn are produced each year. What do you think? How many pounds?
10,000.
35 million pounds of candy corn is made every year, amounting to about 9 billion pieces of candy corn.
Somebody sells a lot of Imodium.
Yeah, that's like a diabetic's nightmare.
Wow.
I can eat one or two pieces.
At a time, yeah.
But give me a box of chocolate-covered raisins, and I'll tell you something. I'm not sharing. I can pound those things down.
Chocolate covered raisins.
Oh, yeah.
I remember that.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah. Oh, right. Yeah. The Kirkland ones at BJ's, the Kirkland ones are big and fat. And they're really good.
I should write this down.
Yeah, well, just ask me. I'm still around. I'm around.
Looming over the city of Montreal, on the south slope of Mount Royal, the Vic saw plenty of distressed patients during its 122-year history, but some of them may have never checked out.
Ooh.
Though presumably not because they liked the food. After one man died in the cardiac unit, this was a hospital. After one man died in the cardiac unit, the nurses shut his door. But when they returned with his family, they found the room locked from the inside. A napping nurse once woke to see a white, smoky light hovering above her, followed by two other apparitions. And one patient claimed that after speaking to the specter of an old woman, he found himself lying in a pool of blood.
Ooh.
In addition to the usual knockings and flickering lights, the Vic once contained a haunted painting. According to McGill University Health Center's website, it showed a house in which patients saw a sinister old woman staring from the window. A few times, she even left the house and looked around before going back inside. Not surprisingly, the animated art was removed.
Oh. You know what I think of when I hear all that? How are they going to get the blood stains out of his clothes? Would they use Tide? Would they use all? Would they squirt it
Arm
with some
hammer?
Shout?
Shout it out!
Or just throw it away. I think I would just throw it away.
Didn't say whether he was alive or lived or made it through that or whatever.
There's a good movie. Not a Halloween movie, but it fits into Halloween, and it's called The Others.
The Others?
Yes. It's really good, and you have to stick with it because it can get a little bit slow, but you have to stick with it, and you have to wait for it.
Oh, God. That makes me think of those memes they have on the internet where they say, wait for it, wait
yes.
for it, and a scary face jumps out at you.
Oh, I saw that once.
I hate those.
Yeah, I don't like that either. So, hey, what vegetable is a part of a tradition on the night before Halloween? Interesting.
Red pepper.
No. Good for you.
Those are good.
Cabbage.
Why cabbage?
It's often used in pranks
on
what's called Mischief Night,
okay.
which is sometimes called Cabbage Night.
Yep.
People would sometimes leave stinky, rotten cabbage near your neighbor's front door. Don't do this, okay? Don't do this. Just cook up some cabbage and eat it, and you'll be stinky. So, just
where I lived as a kid, they used to put eggs on the house. They'd throw eggs at the house.
Oh, yeah.
And they'd put the toilet paper in the tree.
Yeah.
And it's like,
yeah.
Good thing we didn't have COVID then. They would have been climbing the trees.
Rotten cabbage. Why would you do that?
Gross.
No.
Drifting in a boat through a tangle of narrow canals in Xochimilco, a district of Mexico City, you will find yourself heading toward an isolated island. Though it may seem like any other island at first, as you move closer, you'll start to see the dolls.
The dolls? D-O-L-L-S?
But this is hardly the island of misfit toys, more like Chucky's dream vacation. It is called Isla de las Muñecas, or Island of the Dolls, home to thousands of mutilated toys hanging from the trees and lying on the forest floor, eyeless skulls infested by insects, because a little girl was drowned near the island.
Oh.
And with her was her doll.
Oh.
Floating alongside her.
Oh.
And the keeper of the island heard crying and footsteps at night.
Oh.
And he became convinced he was being haunted by her. And when the haunting didn't stop, he began hanging more dolls, offering a prehistoric art installation. Eerie. In time, he came to believe that the island was not only haunted, but cursed.
And that exists today?
That exists
today. You can go see it? Oh, she's showing me pictures. Oh, that's really creepy. Yeah. I think I'll pass on going to see that. No. Okay. I'm not going to be able to sleep tonight. You're showing me these horrible pictures. I'm going to text you at 2 in the morning. I'm going to say,
that's okay. I won't read it till 8.
How much do you think the Americans spend on Halloween? And if you have an idea,
gosh.
It was 2023. What? Oh, you're not going to believe this.
I would say maybe $300 billion.
Well, you went way over. It's $12.2 billion people spent on Halloween.
Gosh.
That could pay off a lot of the deficit. Think about what could be done with that money if everybody skipped Halloween and just did something with that money. Oh, man, that's a changing number. I mean,
that's a pretty hunk of change.
I think next year that money should be sent to a needy person. The address is 21. And my phone number is 413. Just make the check out to Lynn. You know what? Let's be fair. Lynn and Bev. I'll share it. I can share $12.2 billion with you. Whoa. And we'll do good things with it. We will.
Oh,
yeah,
definitely.
Trust us, we will.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
I can see the
island.
And
we can let you
now.
Know what we're doing on our show. We can keep you updated as to where your money was spent. I think that's a great idea. You can even send it in care of the station.
No. You've heard of Lake Titicaca.
Yes.
Okay. You're floating 100 feet below the surface of an ancient lake when through the watery gloom you see shapes of things that don't seem to belong there. A terrace, a wall, algae-covered staircases lost in the depths, and a road leading nowhere.
Mm.
In 2000, when scientists discovered the long-rumored pre-Inca ruins of a 660-foot-long, 160-foot-wide temple under Lake Titicaca, an ancient body of water high in the Andes Mountains, the flooded temple is just one of many mysteries surrounding the lake, not the least of which is the remains of a sacred ceremonial center near the southern shores. And there's also a cemetery buried under the water.
Oh, I think that would make a great National Geographic special on television.
I'd watch it.
I love it when they find things under the water.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy. You look at it and you think, wow, people were walking around right there. They were going up the stairs. It's like Pompeii, when I went to Pompeii. Wow, it's like, whoa, that is just crazy.
You actually saw?
Yeah.
Wow.
Pompeii is beautiful. And we had a really good tour. If you ever go, get a tour guide, because they tell you so much, and it's so fascinating. And to see the, you know, parts of the buildings where these people lived, and they had little restaurants where they'd cook, and they had other places that we won't talk about.
Like brothels?
Yes.
Oh, I just guessed.
They did. It's crazy, but it's really fascinating.
Okay.
Why are black cats associated with Halloween and bad luck?
I don't know, and it's a shame.
They're pretty.
They are.
Black cats are really pretty. Well, here's the answer here. This is from Parade, by the way. The Puritans associated black cats with witchcraft, leading to the onyx-colored feline's association with Halloween. In many other cultures, black cats are actually signs of good luck and are revered.
Mm.
And that's all I know.
Well,
we don't really have an answer.
No.
When was trick-or-treat? Oh, remember UNICEF?
Oh, yeah.
Remember we had the little container, little milk carton thing, and we'd go around and get pennies for UNICEF. And that's what it was called, pennies for UNICEF.
Uh-huh.
Well, that was founded in 1950. It's a little bit of trivia right there.
The year before I was born.
Okay, see? So,
right I'm as ancient as UNICEF.
Hey, candy corn was originally called chicken feed.
Candy corn was chicken feed?
It was called chicken feed.
Oh.
Yeah. All right.
All right. You ready to answer the questions?
Oh, is it that time?
It is that
time.
Wow,
I was really getting into this. Mm-hmm.
What is the highest grossing horror movie of all time?
You know, I wrote three down. The Blob, The Thing, and The Exorcist.
None of them.
Well, I'm glad. What is it?
It.
It. I was going to write it down.
Chapter 1, 2017. I guess there's been more than one It.
Did you see it?
No.
It's horrible.
I can imagine. It's Stephen King, right?
It's horrible. And I can see why that is the highest grossing.
Mm-hmm. I thought better than Saw. I mean, that was. Which horror movie franchise used footage of the audience's reaction to the film to drive box office sales in the late 2000s?
I don't know.
I never saw this. Paranormal Activity.
Oh, I never saw that either.
So if anybody out there has, let us know if it's worth all the hype.
Yeah.
And which actress, best known for her role of Friends, was one of the main characters in Leprechaun?
I think it's Phoebe, and I don't remember her real name.
But it's not.
It's not Phoebe?
Mm-mm.
Who is it?
Jennifer Aniston.
Jennifer Aniston?
Yeah.
Was in a horror movie?
A Leprechaun horror movie.
I've never heard of that movie.
No. But
why would a leprechaun be horror?
Oh, please.
Oh, really?
I saw commercials for it, yeah. It was horror.
Oh, it was horror. I won't be seeing that. Yeah. I'm going to go home right now and watch White Christmas. I'm feeling really creepy. I need to cleanse myself with White Christmas. Bing Crosby and whoever they are. Yeah.
This has been fun.
Yeah, this has been fun.
Listening.
Thank you for listening.
The views and opinions of this program are those of the hosts and not those of PCTV or WTBR.